Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, this week, Tánaiste Micheál Martin honoured the founders of the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, Colin and Ethna Bell, at a special event at Ivy House. The trust aims to alleviate the financial hardship of bereaved families in repatriating their loved one who has died abroad. It comes as the Tánaiste also announced plans to launch a bespoke public awareness campaign focused on young people who may be travelling abroad without parents or guardians for the first time this summer. Well, joining us on the line are Colin and Ethna Bell, and to discuss how to stay safe when travelling abroad is Linda Jones, director and owner of the Travel Boutique. We're going to go to Ethna though first. Ethna, for people unfamiliar with the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, can you just tell us the circumstances in which the trust came about?
Well, good morning. It will be 11 years ago now, on the 16th of June, we had the phone call to say that Kevin, our son, had been killed by a hit and run in New York. We didn't know what to do. Yuri then just started fundraisers to try and help Kevin get home. And there was a big quiz in the Canal Court Hotel on the Tuesday night, organised by Ethan Ward. And they raised, and then there was a run on the Friday, and different fundraising. There were people writing songs, bagpacks, everything. And there was in the region of £150,000 raised to take Kevin home in the space of like 2 weeks. So we were very lucky. Kevin was killed on the Sunday, and we had him home with us on the Wednesday. And we had all this money, didn't know, it wasn't ours, so we couldn't spend it. So we heard about a young fella from Kerry Duff who had died in Thailand, and we contacted the family, said we've money here, we can take him home. And then there was a young fella, Conor Brady, from Sligo, was killed or died in Las Vegas. He fell and bumped his head. And so we contacted Maureen and Peter and said that they would take Conor home. And then we just decided we would make it Kevin's legacy, and we got charitable status in the north and in the south. And then the year before Kevin had died, there was a young fella from Leitrim here in the north, and he had died in Perth, and his mummy and daddy had 70,000 that was raised to take him home, and then they contributed that to our trust, so that helped build it. And it's really just sort of self-generating at the moment, yeah.
And Ethna, I suppose, you know, how long was it before, you know, you made the approach to Conor Brady's family with the money? Was it shortly after Kevin had been killed?
Well, I think Conor died in Las Vegas. It was in November after Kevin. And it was just whenever we would have seen anybody in the paper, something in the paper about somebody from Ireland who died abroad, and we had this money sitting there.
Right.
And then we reached out to the family.
And Colin, you're there on the line as well. What is the day-to-day work carried out by the trust? Because, you know, what Ethna has described there is a kind of the initial informal approaches you made to people. But tell us about the work of the trust and how people greet you when you come along with these offers of help.
Well, at this stage now, after we were reaching out and we applied for charity status, we had a meeting with Jimmy Deanahan in 2014. He was the Minister for the Diaspora, after which then every consulate and embassy in the world were given our contact details. So people, if somebody was to ring the Department of Foreign Affairs after hearing terrible news, then the Department of Foreign Affairs will give them our number. Apart from which, we have taken over 1,830 people home, and that's to most parishes or most counties or towns or counties in Ireland. So if somebody gets the desperate news, I'm sure somebody in a neighbour or somebody in the town or parish will have heard of us and will tell them to contact us.
How do you fundraise, Colin?
Well, we are so lucky. We don't have to fundraise because people fundraise for us. Whether it's families who we have helped, or whether it's groups, or but there are fundraisers going on for us throughout the world, anywhere where there's Irish diaspora. I mean, there are fundraisers going on for us in New York and in Sydney and in Doha and in or wherever there are Irish people. People do fundraisers for us. And
well, congratulations on the recognition, and indeed well done on the work. Well, we're also joined on the line by Linda Jones, who's director and owner of the Travel Boutique in Bray. So we only have a couple of minutes, Linda. So if you could, you highlight for us the most important points for people travelling abroad in order to at least try to stay safe when they're travelling on their own.
Yes, certainly. Good morning, Colm, and congratulations to all the work the Trust has done. It's something no family ever wants to have to use, but it's good to know it's there anyway in case it's needed. The main thing to do would be to make sure that you kind of book with a local ITAA travel agent, because you will get really good and reliable information on any trip that you're going to do, and you would have a contact number in the event of any emergency happening. And the other important thing to do if you're travelling within Europe is make sure that your child has gone to either the local medical centre or apply online for a European health card, the EHIC card. It's free of charge, but it's a really useful thing to have when you're travelling abroad, because it means that you get the exact same hospital cover and benefits when you're travelling in Europe as you would in your local hospital here. So it doesn't replace travel insurance, but it's a very useful thing to have in case you have any medical emergencies.
Okay, and as you mentioned, travel insurance, don't travel without that either. Well, thanks very much to Linda Jones, director and owner of the Travel Boutique in Bray, and earlier to Colin and Ethna Bell from the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. Thanks very much for joining us on the line.